You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. To take a look at theater around Michigan as we say hello to David Kiley of Encore Michigan. And we're going to start in Rochester Hills at the Meadowbrook Theater.
We are. There's a new show there called The Snow Geese. It will be a Michigan premiere. Before I get into that, though, I just wanted to apologize for a second to our listeners and to the Meadowbrook. The last time I was on, I was previewing a show at the Meadowbrook, which I hadn't seen before, called Tenderly. And it's a biographical show about the singer Rosemary Clooney. And I'm sorry, confused it with a show I had been discussing that week with some people about the singer Peggy Lee.
I remember that because I was telling you my mother loved Peggy Lee and Rosemary
and
Clooney.
So do I. And I'm sorry for those crossed wires. But for those who saw Tenderly, as I did, I just want to say it was a lovely show about one of the great ladies of song in America, Rosemary Clooney. So my apologies. But now on to Snow Geese.
Yeah.
This is a recent play about a woman recently widowed by a profligate spending husband. World War I is raging. She has two adult sons, one of who is trying to make sense of the family finances, and the other is kind of in the queue to go to war. And the story is really about a privileged family figuring out how to transition from their gilded existence to one in which they're going to have to work and they're no longer insulated from strife by their money and position. The play is by a playwright named Char White. It had run in New York City with Mary Louise Parker in the lead role. Some critics have compared it a little bit to a Chekhov play. Hmm. I'll be seeing it this weekend for the first time, so I'll hold off my comparisons until then.
Fair enough. That's The Snow Geese at Meadowbrook. And now we head to East Lansing, to the Wharton Center, and a hit musical.
Yes, and a much different kind of story than The Snow Geese, that's for sure. This is a step back in time to Renaissance England, Something Rotten. And it had a very successful run on Broadway. It's a farce comedy in the tradition of plays like Spamalot and the Book of Mormon. Mm. The story thread that provides lots of fun jokes and terrific songs is that the Bottom Brothers, okay, yeah. Nick and Nigel, they keep coming up with new ideas for plays only to find out that pesky Will Shakespeare has already done it. And they complain that the bard has been stealing ideas from their notebook. Here's a song from Something Rotten.
And just a reminder, everyone, this is from the Broadway soundtrack album.
Oh, God, I hate Shakespeare.
That's right, I said it.
No, I do, I hate Shakespeare.
Why?
I just don't get it, how a mediocre actor from a measly little town is suddenly the brightest jewel in England's royal crown. Oh, God, I hate Shakespeare.
That is so fun. I have not had a chance to see Something Rotten. I know Christian Borle played the rock star Will Shakespeare on Broadway. So it would be easy to get to the Wharton and see this.
It's huge fun. I saw it on Broadway. It's an absolute delight. And I think it's a very underrated musical. Like it had a good run. I thought it would have just been one of those kind of permanent fixtures, actually.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
It had 10 Tony nominations, mm-hmm. but yeah. That's good to know. Now we head to the Tipping Point Theater in Northville, a new show called Ripcord.
Right. This is a play by David Lindsay Abaire. It's a comedy about two rivals, ladies, in a senior living residence. Hmm. Abaire's best known, actually, for writing the book and lyrics for Shrek, the musical.
Clever stuff.
But he's also done some other plays. He's kind of, he's become known for, you know, smart, small plays that have off-Broadway and then become popular in regional theater. So this story, there's Abby, who has lived a pretty solitary life in her top floor room at the senior residence. And she's kind of abrasive. She's been running through roommates about one per month. She likes her own space. Marilyn is her new roommate, and she's a tougher nut to crack for Abby. And she's relentlessly optimistic and happy. Abby makes a bet with Marilyn in the hopes of getting her out and getting her personal space back. It's a bit of an odd couple story if it has that flavor.
That's what I was thinking.
So director James Cool from Tipping Point talked to me this week about the play.
Well, to start with, David Lindsay of Bear is a fantastic contemporary American playwright. Audiences are going to recognize him from his play Rabbit Hole, which was somewhat recently turned into a movie. But before he was writing plays of a more serious nature like Rabbit Hole, he was really very much well known for absurdist comedies. And so with Ripcord, he went back to his roots and he has produced a wonderfully hilarious comedy that is very much filled with a great deal of heart. If you love the Golden Girls growing up, you're going to love this play. If you like The Odd Couple, you're going to love this play. And really, if you like Rabbit Hole, you're going to love this play. There really is something in it for everybody.
And what are your thoughts about the cast?
The cast is fantastic. I have to say, not only am I familiar with all the actors in this cast. I've actually worked with a couple in the past. So when I looked at the cast, I was like, wow, this, if this isn't wonderful, I'm going to be terribly surprised.
You're going to eat your hat,
yes,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So Ruth Crawford as Abby and Susan Craves as Marilyn, both of them very celebrated work in the state.
And now we head to Planet Ant in Hamtramck, who always offers something interesting.
Yes. Always something interesting at Planet Ant, for sure. It's a brand new play called Who Run the World? And you may have noticed, Cynthia, that we're in a time where the rights and position of women in our society are very much in the conversation.
Indeed.
So this play takes place in 2040, and a woman's revolution has taken over, and the so-called toxic masculinity has had to go underground, literally underground. So all the Weinsteins out there, your future is dim.
You're in your cave.
I'll be seeing this play. I haven't seen it yet, but what I am taking away so far is that men who insist on being jerks have literally been driven into the darkness.
Hmm.
I should say this is definitely comedy, and the brand of work done at Planet Ant tends to be a little raw. And what I mean by that, it's raw in a good way. There's usually not much going on in the way of set design. It's about the script and the performances of the actors in getting the story across. And I was able to talk to the director and co-author Lauren Bickers this week about the new show and what we can expect.
It just felt important to get a strong group of women together right now to focus on writing a piece based on women's voices. And we cover some political things, but at the same time, it's just a fun comedy that focuses on the characters, the leaders of the society in 2040. It takes place 2 years after the women's right movement has taken over the country, so it focuses on the leaders at that moment.
Okay, so that's Lauren Bickers. Again, as you say, she's co-author and director. So.
Right, it was actually written by her and the cast.
Huh.
Collaborated on the play.
So it's truly a homegrown Detroit production in every sense of the word. So just to recap, Planet Ant and Hamtramck offering a look at the results of the women's revolution in the year 2040 with Who Run the World, Northville's Tipping Point Theater, a comedy called Ripcord about two ladies in a senior living residence, kind of an odd couple story. Mm. The hit musical comedy Something Rotten at the Wharton Center in East Lansing, Will Shakespeare reframed as a rock star, and the Meadowbrook Theater in Rochester Hills, a Michigan premiere of a play by Char White, The Snow Geese, a family coping with World War I. An interesting array of things, and you'll get details on these and other productions around the state. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Colley, as always, many thanks.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.